Blog Talk Radio.
Here is singer, songwriter, podcaster, author, and at times actor, Dove Knight. This is Dove Knight. I wanted to say that I made a decision that due to a lack of activity and bad experiences with bands, you know, not finding the right band, I am done with bands. Unless a band comes to me in a professional level, it is over with. There's just too many fits and starts, you know. And also hanging out with people who are unwell and people who are not well enough to play. So there was a band, a jam band that I played with a long time ago. They were these guys just want to sit there and jam, and they don't want to go to the Whiskey or Go-Go. They just want to sit there and jam and play what I came out to Hollywood to do. But after so many years of bands, I'm ending it for good, indefinitely, unless I get an offer for a professional level. So then it's over. I just can't do it no more, you know. I need a break. But as far as music on a solo situation, yes, but we will see. That's all I wanted to say. Now, you heard my Hollywood Dreams Come True Part 2 song. It's been released. It's there for you to enjoy. And that's why I came out to LA, Los Angeles. What in particular Hollywood or surrounding areas to be a star. I did not really come out here to do anything else to be in a professional level. I didn't come out here to have any other type of career. That's been my dream since I was a teenager when I came to Hollywood. And I did not come out here for anything else. So when it comes to music, to sit there and be an amateur or to do it for a hobby or sit there to play for people, just have fun doing it. That's not my destiny. I would end it right then and there. So, I know people have had me screaming in front of videos, but those videos a long time ago, you know, with bands, or if I was in bands, it was LA. Yeah, the professional level to be on stage at the Whiskey Go-Go, that's professional. Or to play in the studio to release a record, that's professional. I'm not doing it because I've been doing it so long. I mean, to make a living at it. I'm not doing it to just do it, and that's it. And not to mention, I cannot work with a group of guys who are not well. You know, I dealt with the drug addicts, alcoholics, or severe mental illness. That is something I can't deal with. Deal with guys who want to play and who want to make it in the industry or are in the industry. And now I have to say that's the end of that. Permanently, unless they come to me. And that's all I need to say on that topic. But as far as solo, I may make something on the keyboard or not. I'm not sure. Now, other allegations related to my music or to me. I said allegations related to my home situation. And these individuals simply do not understand reality. They go behind my back and make up stories about me, and I think partially maybe because I got some, I became a star from videos or maybe my podcast. It's not fair for me being a little celebrity to go through that. If they're concerned about what I say on my podcast, then they should contact me directly, not go around and make up false allegations about my health and so on. I had some person say I have a thought disorder. I should be in the hospital. Is she out of touch with reality? The answer to that, yes. She got to be out of touch. She's the one who has a thought disorder. I don't say anything that's false or out of touch. I'm very much aware. Neighbors in my building and the surrounding areas need to respect boundaries. Don't trespass and so on. I even had a crazy, some of these people are crazy. I even had a crazy person say that they were looking at my bathroom, looking at me showering, which is so sick. I've been talking about that for centuries, or let's say on several podcasts, because the allegation is so crazy and illegal. You know, that is illegal, a crime, and I would never allow that. I don't like mentioning it over and over again. That is the reason why I want to sell my home. I don't want to live near a crazy person. I already got these people who are not well coming from Cornerstone, 16650 Sherman near Havenhurst, or from Bozal Landing, who think they know me and they have never talked to me or socialized with me and come over here think they know me. They got mental health issues. These people in my building or someone don't know how to mind their business. Home is off limits. Do they understand how to live in this society? The answer to that is, I don't think so. When they spread rumors about my health and so on, without me knowing, make false allegations about, oh, I should be this and that, something is wrong with them. Again, as I said before, people who are not well mentally, that people can't mind their business, they got mental health issues, they need to be investigated or checked by a mental health professional or the police department. Anywhere, directly, not indirectly. As I said before, people with severe mental illness and who have antisocial personality disorder, meaning they're criminal and they're not well, could be capable of committing serious harm to innocent people because their illness means that they don't know how to stop. Okay? I dealt with people who were seriously ill. They don't know how to mind their business, and they are capable of doing some crime or something. I hope people did not misinterpret what I said, but I'm saying that that has happened to the severely mentally ill and who have criminal records or who are dangerous. That's all I have to say. Please do not take what I say out of context. The motto is we deal with when there's an emergency, but before you get to an emergency, if you see something directly that from a person that requires concern, then you deal with them directly. My health is fine. I don't like people spreading false allegations about me, which really make these people dangerous, as they do it behind my back, spread rumors, and don't talk to me directly. Also, with my home, I had, you know, it's off limits. You know, and these people don't understand basic boundaries. They should be investigated by the police or be investigated by somebody if they don't know common sense how to mind their business and respect boundaries. I leave it there because the police and the mental health professional are the ones who have to be involved. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.